10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Saving money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Modo Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Modo Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, who did he see in the middle of the night while he was home alone?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We like to hear your real ghost stories, so you can call them in anytime, 855-853-4802. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Then if you want to have an ad-free version of the show with that, you'll get the advanced episodes and access to the really massive archive. Become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon's here today. And Kathy, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, your daughter, in fact, there's an episode that we just did with Kate. And people can listen to that. It was a couple weeks back, probably. But she and her wife, they're on an extended trip to Europe, like a long, long, long trip there. And they took their dog, Winston, and they've been to Spain and Portugal. Is that pretty much where they've gone so far?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what I was thinking. So they have started an Instagram page for their dog, and it's, I want to get this right. It's Winston.wonderpup. Let me look at it so I can say it correctly. Because follow it. It's an adorable little page. Winston.the.wanderpup. There we go.
Wander. Yeah.
Wanderpup.
Not wonder. Wander.
Yeah.
Because he's wandering.
He's wandering.
Around.
So anyway, so they posted this little video of him. And they're kind of, he's a small little dog, so they've got him up on his back legs and they're kind of dancing with him. You've seen that little video. Like, they're not dancing with him.
Yeah.
They're just holding him up. You see their
hands. They're just kind of holding him. Yeah.
I did not notice the orb in that. And then somebody messaged me on Instagram and said, but what about the orb? And I looked at it.
I didn't notice it either.
And I'm like, oh my God. Do you have your phone handy?
I do.
Okay, so I'm going to forward you the video, and you can see it in real time. So I'm like, wait, I'm trying to get on Instagram, and it says it's being updated. Try again later. Oh. When does that happen? What? I'm going to open it again. Oh, wait, yeah, it says Instagram is being updated. Try again later. Okay, so I guess
that's
I'll
weird.
Be sending
okay,
it to you
I'm
later.
On it. Okay, let me see. I'm going to see if I can find it, though.
Have you ever had Instagram not open because it's being updated and try again later? What?
I never have, and I'm on it right now, so why wouldn't it be updating for me, too?
I'm a little bit pissed off at it.
Well, really?
And it's a really obvious orb. So I sent it to Kate today. I forwarded it to her, and I'm like, did you ever see the orb in this? And then she immediately responds. She goes, oh, my God, no, I hadn't noticed that. And I'm like, I hadn't noticed that. Like, I reposted it because it was so adorable that I reposted it.
Okay, I'm watching. Okay.
But it was okay. The weirdest little thing. Like at the beginning, and right at the beginning of that video, it just is
I see. It just flows yeah. through the
And it's this perfectly round little orb.
Yeah, that is weird because you can tell the camera's not moving, but it just floats through the screen.
And in fact, there's a second one. If you look up, watch Winston at the very beginning of it, up by his face, like by Kate's hands or Lindsay's hands, whoever's yeah. hands, there's a little one. So there's two orbs in that, which is so funny. Huh. So thank you to yeah. the listener who pointed that out to me.
That is very interesting. Yeah, they are going to very old, creepy places.
Yeah, and they're not
some of the things they're visiting there.
They ain't staying at Best Westerns. They're staying at actual, Airbnbs and homes, and
some of them are hundreds of years old.
Yeah, so very interesting. So I thought that was really interesting. So it was just funny. I had watched that little video all those times, and they're like perfectly. And now there's two of them in there, which I didn't notice the second one until just now.
Very interesting. It's weird because you can tell the camera is not moving. It's just static, but it just floats through the screen.
And it doesn't even look like dust because it's so perfectly round.
Yeah.
A skeptic would be like, yeah, but it could be this, this, and this. And of course it could. I happen to be a believer in the paranormal, mm-hmm. and I think that those are two orbs. Interesting now that I've seen the second one.
Could be this, this, and this, but it could be a freaking orb, people.
Let's just go with that. So here is our first story. It says, Moise here from Toronto, Canada, and he spells it M-O-E-E-Z, Moise.
Oh.
It says, love your show. Have been following it for a little over 2.5 months now. Really happy to be an EPP finally and listening to the stories of shadow-like entities on your show. It has finally given me the much-needed courage to finally recount the incident that took place with me about 3.5 to 4 years ago in the very same bedroom I happen to sleep in this very day. Whether it is paranormal in nature or simply the ramblings of a scared young boy at the time who couldn't make any sense of the situation, I shall leave that up to you. The incident took place between 12 a.m. and 1:30 a.m. on a cold winter night, late in November of 2012. I live in the basement of my brother's house, and he was leaving with his wife and my two nieces for a trip abroad that night, and I would be watching the house while they were gone. He left around 12 a.m., at which time I wished him a safe flight and promised to take good care of the house. His flight was scheduled to take off around 3 a.m., and our house is located fairly close to the airport. I had a long day, and as soon as they left, I locked all the doors, went downstairs to my room, and hit the bed. I was used to the coldness of the basement as well as the pin drop silence by this point. I was in my bed for about 20 minutes and was about to drift off when I heard my phone ring by my bedside. I think the time might have been around 1 a.m., It was my brother. I asked him if everything was okay, and he told me that he had left his passport in his room. That's kind of important.
Oh no.
And that he wanted me to leave it by the table near the entrance to the house as he was on his way back to grab it. I grudgingly got out of bed and did what he asked. I shortly came back downstairs into the pitch black darkness that gave me comfort in my room. I was never one to be afraid of the dark. Immediately went to bed afterwards and didn't bother with anything else. Soon after, maybe 20 minutes or so later, I began hearing loud, heavy footsteps make their way from the top floor of the house towards the kitchen. I could tell because my bedroom is located right underneath the kitchen itself, and always it being dead silent in the house at that hour. It woke me up easily as I happen to be a light sleeper. I thought it was my brother who had come back to grab his passport and something for the road from the kitchen, which he usually does. I didn't pay any further heed to it and closed my eyes once more to try to fall asleep. A minute or two later, I noticed that the footsteps had completely stopped after they made their way to the kitchen, and at that moment, I heard a quick succession of those very same heavy footsteps make their way toward the basement, as I saw a light in the basement hallway turn on shortly after. I figured at this point that the passport was not the only thing my brother forgot, and usually kept a lot of his travel items in the basement. So I thought to myself that this was just another one of those moments where he forgot to bring another last-minute travel item, and I closed my eyes once more. And that is when it hit me. A feeling of utter terror and fear gripped my whole body as I felt what seemed like an invisible heavy weight down upon me, preventing me from getting out of my bed. Because at that moment I realized I never released the child locks from the inside of the house from either door, so even if my brother did have the key, he would need me to be awake and open the other lock for him to get in. The only thing I could do at that point was turn around helpless in my bed, trying to see what was going on. I focused my eyes on the side of my bed, and against the light that pierced my room from the hallway earlier stood a tall, dark figure wearing what seemed to be a sharply tipped hat, although it was almost impossible to make out any other feature of this figure as, from what I could tell, it was surrounded by weird shadows that I had never seen before in my life. That is so weird. I was used to the darkness, but not like this. I tried to focus my eyes onto where a face on the figure should be, only to see hollow, empty space stare back at me. I tried to scream, but the figure moved what seemed like a hand over my mouth, completely muffling my cries for help. My eyes opened as wide as they could at the sight of what happened next. Here it gets, like, all this ain't weird enough. It gets really weird now. The figure took out a 6-inch blade that shone for a split second in the dim light before he plunged it halfway into my chest. And that is when I woke up, drenched in a cold sweat head to toe. So that's really interesting, because all of that, and then he says, that's when I woke up. Okay. So maybe he'd fallen asleep, right? Mm-hmm. The most bizarre part is what happened next. The first thing I did after turning on the light was take my shirt off to see if anything was there, just to put my mind at ease, as I was still somewhat in shock. To my surprise, I saw the area in which I was apparently stabbed in my nightmare glow bright red. It didn't hurt or anything, it just glowed. It was a type of glow that your skin radiates if it had been exposed to the sun or any other extreme source of heat for too long. Next, I checked to see the time on my phone, and I was utterly dumbfounded to see that the time was 1:17 a.m., which lined up exactly with the time that the chain of events revolved around in my dream. I then rushed upstairs and turned on all the lights, checked the locks for any sign of breaking and entering. There were none whatsoever. Suffice it to say that I found it impossible to sleep that night. My brother dropped by the house shortly after, took the passport in a hurry and left. That was around 1:45 a.m., and I decided not to tell him about what had just happened. To this day, I still have not told any member of my household what happened that night. Nothing like that had ever happened before and has not happened since. What it was or wasn't that visited me that night or didn't visit me that night, I still don't know. Or maybe it was simply my imagination. I consider myself to be an objective skeptic who enjoys a good ghost story from time to time, but I've yet to find something that really sticks. Needless to say, listening to your show week after week has indeed piqued my interest and other possible explanations. Thank you for reading this. I look forward to your next episode. I do apologize for any grammatical errors and whatnot, since English isn't exactly my first language. Much love, Moise. Now,
well, he did a fantastic job. His English was great.
Right.
Because he wrote a really good scary story. Like, my heart was pounding when you were reading that story. I was like, and that horrible, horrible feeling when you realize that the doors from the inside are locked.
Yeah. But it's all so interesting.
Like,
to me,
your heart just sinks when you know what you're hearing could not be, you know?
But what's interesting is that his brother called. He went and put the passport by the door, immediately went to bed. And then he said, soon after, maybe 20 minutes later, I began hearing loud, heavy footsteps. He never says he fell asleep or anything.
And right.
So as he's telling the story, I didn't realize he'd ever fallen asleep. And then he does think he might have fallen asleep.
But he wakes up. So, or did he see this thing and it put him in some sort of daisy trance?
You know, I'm going to go with, and then he snaps
out of it. You know what I mean?
I think the whole thing was a dream. And the reason I say that is because he lived in this basement with his brother, never afraid, totally comfortable in the dark there, and very silent, and liked that. Like, I can't have it totally dark and totally silent. Part of that is the constant ringing in my ears, but that's another story. But so for him to always be comfortable there before, and then nothing ever happened after, I just think for something to randomly happen that one night, you know, because I don't think he obviously had realized he'd fallen asleep. So did he realize that he was awake? Because I've had those dreams where in my dream I woke up, but I didn't really wake up. I was dreaming that I woke up, but I never did. I was still dreaming. So I wonder if it was something like that.
It could be, you know, and sometimes there are fever dreams where, you know, you're sick and you have these bizarre dreams like that where, you know, you'll see things. Could it have been a combination?
Yeah, he didn't say anything about not feeling good.
But could it have been a combination? Like, that there was something happening in the house, and he had dozed off and then, you know, was in his dreams seeing these things?
Because it does kind of feel like...
He said he woke up and his chest was weird.
Yeah, but did he wake up, is my point. Was that still part of the dream? That he woke up, but he's still in the dream state?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've never heard a dream quite like that. But then after that, he said he rushed upstairs, turned on all the lights, and nothing ever happened again in that house.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it was a great story. I just don't really have a great explanation for that one.
Well, I think it could have been a dream, but I'm not so sure it wasn't some, you know, entity that, you know, came into his dreams.
I don't know, but all I know is that tonight when I go to bed, I don't want that shit happening to me.
Ooh, I know. That was a really scary story.
Keep that one to yourself, Moise. Okay, here's our next story.
Okay.
Hi. I don't really want to say my name, but so one time me and my dad, we were going to we were going somewhere. We were going on a road trip. I forgot where. But all I know is that it was a very long drive. So we decided to listen to music and everything, but I got super bored of that and the scenery. Well, we were in the middle of nowhere. So I decided to listen to your podcast. But after two recordings, I literally fell asleep for 1 hour. Once I woke up, I was still listening to your podcast, actually, but then I took out my earbuds, and I paused the thing for a bit and tried to go back to sleep. I couldn't, so then I tried to listen to your podcast again, but when I put them on, they didn't work. They kept on repeating, saying, I, something like that, as if they were glitching. So what I did is that I just put them back in, because that sometimes does happen. But every time I did it, it kept on glitching. It didn't really stop. And the thing is that I felt like something was telling me that I did something wrong, as if something was there actually saying, don't do that. When we got to the hotel, I tried again and again and again, and it still didn't work. So I just thought that it needed to be charged. I charged it the whole night. Well, not the whole night, but I charged it. But when I tried it again, it still didn't work. I tried it over and over and over again. I let weeks pass by and everything, and it still didn't work. And it was only that one headphone. The other earbud, it was fine. It was just that one. And yeah, I told my dad and he said that was just a glitch, but I don't think so. If I'm being honest, when I got to the hotel room and the lights were off and everything, my dad was asleep too. I felt like something was in the room. Like literally something was in the room watching me. I sort of felt very uncomfortable, so I didn't go to sleep for a while. I kept on, for some reason, I had the urge to just try to see if the earbud would work. But when I did, it still didn't. But it said something sort of different. It didn't even speak, actually. And that's when it really freaked me out. So I just really stopped using it. I bought new ones, and now they work.
And that's the end of the story. I thought at the end okay. she was going to say, and you owe me a pair of earbuds. Because obviously this podcast ruined them. You know, okay. she has the sweetest voice. I just want to give her a hug.
I know. But I do have to tell you, I myself have been having troubles with one earbud not working. It's an AirPod, actually. And sometimes it works, but sometimes it doesn't. And I think it isn't charging as well as the other one for some reason. I think there's a situation with the charger that it's not taking the charge as well as the other one does. Because sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
So I think that could be a glitch.
Oh, you know? I definitely, yes.
I think that's right. Now, the scary part is, you know, that you didn't feel comfortable in the room and you felt like something was watching you. You know,
and I think that could be two things. I don't know how sensitive she is to scary things. She might have heard something on the show that stuck mm-hmm. with her in her subconscious, because sometimes I kind of freak myself out.
Oh, but I can't watch a scary movie and go to bed. No. Well, wait a minute. I take that back. I can. But about 2 or 3 in the morning, I wake up and I'm laying there thinking about that scary movie, thinking, I really wish I hadn't watched that last night, or I hadn't listened to that podcast, or I hadn't, you know what I mean?
Creaks and stuff in the house.
Yeah.
That you'll hear at that point. But I also have woken up in a hotel room before and 100%, 100% knew if I opened my eyes, I was going to see something.
Mm-hmm.
That I just knew there was something in the room. And I'm like, just close your eyes, close your eyes, close your eyes. And don't look. And I didn't. And I mean, maybe somebody else would have. I just didn't. Because in my inner voice was like, don't look. You don't want to see it. And so, I mean, I also have had that feeling. And that's scary.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I mean, it could have been that one, a combination of both. But she could have also been staying in a haunted hotel.
It could be. Yeah. I can't, you know, I can't debunk that, you know, that you felt very nervous and like something was watching you. That could be. Now, could it be that you were just scared because you'd heard some scary stories that day or whatever? That does happen to me. I can have that happen where I'm laying there thinking scary things, you know, and then I get myself all worked up. But I
am glad we don't have to buy your new earbuds.
That's right. I'm glad about that.
And if that is going to be the complaint, like a follow-up call, like, well, it was your fault. Yeah. Take it up with Tony Bruschi. I'll be happy to get you his information.
But yes. I too am having one earbud problem. So I kind of get it.
So it could be a glitch. Like my last pair of earbuds, like they just quit taking a charge. Like just one day. I could never charge them again. I don't know what happens. So sometimes things like that happen. But thank you very much for calling in. And if you have a real ghost story that you'd like to share with us, please do share it with us. The number is 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, you can become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. You can also do it through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
My fellow Americans, this July, we're celebrating America's birthday at Moda Casino by giving away $1,776,000 in prize. And one lucky winner is going to take home $1,000,000. MotoCasino.sc. Happy 250th birthday, America. You're welcome. Download Moto Casino today.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Babe, did you see that Moto Casino is giving a $1,776,000 worth of prizes?
That's why they're called America's Social Casino, celebrating the birth of America bigger than anyone else.
You can win incredible experiences at NASCAR and F1 races and a grand prize of 1 million sweeps coins.
So what are you waiting for? Spin now on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made, that's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Moto Casino is pure American energy. Born in the USA and with the same 1776 spirit that built this country. Moto, America's social casino, is celebrating that freedom with a 1 million sweeps coin prize giveaway. One lucky American is going to win 1 million sweeps coins. So what are you waiting for? Spin now on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.